it'd take off sometimes about a day or so, and then we'd start going around the strip and seeing other acts, you know. And so we went over to the Landmark, and there was Jimmy Dean, and the Imperials were backing. So something happened where Elvis invited them, and I guess Jimmy Dean was invited. I don't know, but I know he told the guys, y'all come on over to the hotel. So the Imperials and Jimmy Dean arrived there, and we're all sitting around talking and everything, and time's going on and on. And they're out there a little over an hour now, and no Elvis. Imperials didn't mind. I mean, they had worked with Elvis. They knew. But Jimmy Dean wasn't appreciating, you know, being out there like that. So Elvis, in a little while, come walking out of his room, coming down those steps, and Jimmy Dean was standing there next to the bar, and he saw him. He started walking towards him and said, I ought to rip a yard and a half out of your ass for keeping me waiting this long. And Elvis, boy, took that gun out, put it right underneath him chin, and said, I ought to shoot your damn brains out for even talking to me like that. And Dean was just like this here, and Elvis, just kidding, Jimmy.